Our short gospel reading today is the original ending of St. Mark's gospel. If you were following in your pew Bibles, you may have had headings after this saying another ending or a longer ending and some more verses. These other endings aren't in the oldest manuscripts, and people think they were added later, as editors clearly thought the ending that we heard today was abrupt, short, and needed more. We don't know why Mark ended his gospel with the women who saw the empty tomb and heard the message running off in, depending on how you treat the Greek, excitement, ecstasy, or worry. We're not clear how that word should be translated. The main players in the story are nowhere to be seen. The religious authorities who plotted his death, Pilate who agreed to do his part, the centurion who was simply following orders, have all left the stage. The disciples aren't there. In another gospel, we're told they're in hiding. Those who said they'd never leave Jesus did. So on that first Easter morning, it's the women who take centre stage. The women who always clear up after the men. The women who give birth, clean, cook, and do the work the men never want to, come out, overcome their fear and the darkness of that pre-dawn moment to go and find the tomb to clean Jesus' brutalised body. They couldn't do much, but they could do this. They could show love, compassion, and care, and give him a decent burial. But he wasn't there. I like the fact the gospel ends there. It makes us think. It makes us puzzle. It invites us into the mystery that is resurrection. For millennia, Christians have tried to find meaning in Jesus' death and new life. Lots of theories have been advanced, some more popular than others. I personally find many of them leave me cold, but one of the earliest and most intriguing seems appropriate today when Easter falls on All Fools' Day. Earlier we had some fun with the chocolate-covered grapes. Years ago I gave our nephews and niece some lovely Easter eggs instead of a cooked egg covered in chocolate, I gave them a lovely raw egg. Two of them were very, very suspicious. The youngest, however, was very trusting and bit into it and didn't talk to me for the next 2 weeks. They felt tricked. In the early church, people felt that Jesus' death was about tricking the devil. Jesus let himself be taken by the powers, systems, and rulers of the world. They thought they'd won. They had him. A nice trumped-up charge or two, a trial, though an illegal one because it happened at night, to give a veneer of legality, and a quick death on the day before the Sabbath started so the bodies wouldn't be kept on the crosses for too long. By the time the Sabbath was over, the crowds would have dispersed, the festival continued, and any danger conjured up the previous Sunday with that triumphal entry into Jerusalem had dissipated. Job done. Better one man died than the wrath of Rome be called down upon them all. I suspect the plotters felt it was unfortunate that Jesus had to die, but I doubt they lost much sleep on it. Jesus lets himself go along with this plan. On the cross he died. He didn't appear to die. He didn't call down the angels to rescue him. He didn't use those amazing powers to throw off the Roman overlords. Like a lamb to the slaughter, he went. The powers of evil, however, bit off more than they could chew. They thought they had him. They thought they'd overpowered him. Yet death could not hold him. The powers of hell could not contain him. God vindicated Jesus by raising him to new life, and the powers must have felt tricked, cheated, fooled. All their plans turned to dust. On the purely human level, the religious leaders kept their peace. But a few years later, Jerusalem was laid waste by the Romans, and the Jews started their long exile without a homeland, perhaps showing the futility of collaboration. The message of Jesus, which they tried to suppress, spread like wildfire. At first it was ignored by the Romans, then oppressed by them, and then the message overthrew them, and the Roman Empire became Christian. The resonance of that first Easter continues to echo through the centuries. People kept on thinking they'd won, and time again, Jesus fooled them. Just as Jesus fooled the powers then, and again throughout the history of the church, he shows that you just can't pin God down. Whenever the church became corrupt, controlling, and oppressive, Jesus called forth new people, new congregations, new ideas to go back to the radical simplicity of the gospel message. Whenever we think we've got it sorted, whenever we think we've made our compromises, that we've got this discipleship thing nailed, Jesus tells us we've been fooled and calls us again and again to follow him more closely, to risk everything for him, and to conquer our fears, just as those women long ago conquered their fear and do what they could for Jesus. Will you pray with me? God of terror and joy, you arise to shake the earth. Open our graves and give us back the past, so that all that has been buried may be freed and forgiven, and our lives may return to you through the risen Christ. Amen.